Welcome back to the Workspace Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Moran. Today we have a very special guest, Eric Braun from South Shore Innovation. Eric and I drill down on a really great topic that a lot of people need to spend a lot of time thinking about, strategic planning. Eric offers some awesome insights, so have a listen and let us know what you think. Thanks so much for joining us today, Eric.
Nice to be here. Thank you, Justin.
I really appreciate your time. It's been a while since I had the idea to invite you on, so I'm glad the day is finally here.
Yes, it's going to be a good day.
Today, the topic is strategic planning. I believe October is International Strategic Planning Month. Who knew? But we'll take it as a topic.
Right.
So a lot of us know what strategic planning is all about. It involves creating a vision and a mission and setting some objectives, thinking through competition, starting to think through strategies and execution. So what we'd like to do is concentrate on really what it means for startups and entrepreneurs. And you have some particular expertise in advising those groups. So let's just start there and talk through the importance of it, how to go about doing it, who to bring to the table, etc.
Sure, that sounds great. The interesting thing is that a lot of people think about entrepreneurship as coming up with an idea and then just going out and hustling and making it happen. And that's really is a big part of it, but there are so many other components as well. And as you get deeper into it, you start to realize that you can often feel lost and not sure where you're going and what you should do next. So interestingly enough, Bill Aulet over at MIT came up with a similar thought and ended up putting together a book called Disciplined Entrepreneurship. And the whole idea there is that as an entrepreneur, you're not going to be fully structured, but you do need to have that balance of the ad hoc go-getter that just does whatever it takes to get going forward and putting some planning and thought into what you do, adding some structure. And so, you know, strategic planning, that's really what that's all about. It's figuring out what the plan is, but different than maybe a corporation. A startup is probably going to get started first and then plan somewhere in the middle.
Right.
Where a corporation might start planning up front.
Right. So if you're by yourself, if you are that solopreneur, who do you bring to the table? I mean, I would think that bringing some additional thoughts and views and experience can help you along that way. Who do you reach out to if you're by yourself?
My philosophy is that you really need to find as much information as you can, get as much advice as you can. So I like to ask anybody you run into, talk to them, ask them for advice. It doesn't mean you have to take the advice, but you should be soliciting advice from everybody. Additionally, there are going to be things that you recognize you're not as strong at, and you should really try to seek those out. If you're not a technical person, you're going to need to know more about technical issues and how do you go about getting a technical team together to develop something. So you want to seek those people out. And if you're not very good at finances, you got to figure that stuff out. So you're going at a mile a minute. You have to think about so many things, but taking a break and trying to meet with other people is valuable. There are a lot of support communities around, too. We're fortunate to be in the Boston area. Boston and Cambridge are one of the top entrepreneurial ecosystems where you can draw on so many people. If you want to go to an event, there's always something going on where you can meet somebody. And then on the South Shore, we have South Shore Innovation that we started in 2010 to support entrepreneurs so people can reach out if they have needs, if they're confused about something, and we help connect to the right mentors, the right people that they need to get in touch with.
I think one of the most important questions, if you're thinking about becoming an entrepreneur and you think you've identified something that you can bring to the market to help fulfill a need or to help fill a void, how do you know if that's viable? You know what I mean?
If it's a good idea?
Yeah, if it's a good idea. I mean, before you go into the strategic planning piece of it, I guess, how could you do the litmus test?
Right. So, and that's one of the things that is hard for a lot of people, but it's like throwing your child into the water and seeing if they'll swim. You have to do that. Now, fortunately, you're not throwing your kid in. You're doing it yourself. But you have to jump in and try it out. And we have this concept called a minimal viable product that means put together the smallest product that you can to get feedback from your user base. And ideally, it's something that they would pay for. And even before that, you can just create a prototype or a proof of concept that can be paper-based, a manual process, but use that to get out there and find out if customers care about it, if people really care about your idea. Talking about the idea is one thing, but that doesn't prove that it's really going to be viable.
Right. if you had that proof of concept in your head and you think it should be targeted at banks or biotech business or, you know, name any large vertical out there, where's the best place to start if you'd like to sort of validate that proof of concept in the real world?
So, yeah, the world is big. So it's really important to try to figure out which market might be the easiest one to go after. Find your beachhead market that is accessible, has money, has interest, and you want to try to go there and validate it. I talk with startup founders all the time, and I think some of the biggest challenges that many of them have is if they're a solopreneur, as you mentioned, if they don't have partners, then they're trying to figure things out all on their own. But the other partnership that you can develop and you need to is your partnerships with your customers. Mm. So I was talking to a retail startup company that's trying to improve the retail experience. Well, he doesn't have any co-founders, but what he does is he goes out and talks to Macy's and Home Depot and the other retailers to try to get their feedback. Mm. He may not always get to the management level, but you know, he might just pull somebody off the floor and start talking to them because they have some time and they can give him feedback on what might be valuable.
Right. You can't be shy.
No, you can't be shy.
You got to pick up the phone. Right. So, you know, let's fast forward a little bit to perhaps an organization that does have some traction and has gone through the strategic planning process as the company was created, if you will. How often should you go back to it? How often should you think about perhaps tuning it, tweaking it? Is it a twice a year kind of a thing, or how often?
Unfortunately, it's not so regimented. We can't really say twice a year exactly. It's based on the feel that you have in the business.
Yeah.
And even big companies need to look at it this way. If you get too rigid, then you're going to miss the right opportunity. So you have to have that pulse on the business. Startups are moving much more rapidly. They're changing much more rapidly. They're trying to adapt. So the process of revisiting it could happen several times in a few months until you really figure out the direction you're going in. Once you're on that direction and things start clicking and growing, then you do want to keep going in the direction you're headed in. And one of the things that I try to recommend is see if you can identify when you're becoming complacent. And if things are becoming too routine and too complacent, find a way to get out of that routine and look at things from the outside, sort of an out-of-body experience. See if you can hover up to the ceiling and look at yourself and get a perspective. And that might mean going off to an event outside your comfort zone in a different city, different town, and talking to people.
Even if
things are going well, because sometimes we think they're going well, but they may not be really going the way that we want them to be.
Okay.
And some of that is strategic planning. Some of that is saying, okay, we've identified what our vision is, what our mission is. Let's revisit that and say, hey, what have we done in the past 3 months? Is that consistent with our vision, with our mission? If it's not, maybe it's not a problem with our actions. Maybe it's a problem with our vision. Maybe we need to change that a little bit.
Interesting. All right. Very good. Well, I think it's a good time to sort of take a step back. And why don't you sort of introduce yourself more formally and talk a little bit about your background and companies you've personally been involved with and companies that you're helping today?
Sure. So I've been an entrepreneur for over 20 years, co-founded about 5 different companies, and mostly in the software tech space. Some have been healthcare, some have been financial technology, fintech, and my latest one was edtech, educational technology. Through that process, you know, I've done a lot of different things. I've scraped a lot of knees, broken a lot of bones, and you pick yourself up and you figure things out.
Right.
That's sort of the nature of the beast. In 2010, as I mentioned, we started South Shore Innovation to support entrepreneurship south of Boston, essentially between Boston and Cape Cod, and we kind of spread it as wide as it needs to go. But we recognized, a group of us, that it was a gap in the support system and the ecosystem between Boston and Cambridge and outside. And it's quite interesting how you've got this circle around Boston, and as soon as you leave that circle, it almost becomes like another country, another world.
Right.
You pass the divide.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Right. There are people outside the city that are still involved with things going on in the city. So our mission was to try to bring people together so we can have that cross-pollination and that support. So we do work with organizations like Cambridge Innovation Center, the Venture Cafe. We work with a lot of the top schools from MIT, Babson, Tufts, and try to connect people up to the right people to get the right support. Another part of what we do is events. We provide events. Some of them are ad hoc roundtables. You can get together over breakfast in the morning and talk about whatever's going on in your company or a specific topic of the day, like design thinking, for example. The other thing is that we'll have maybe quarterly larger events. It might be a panel conversation. We like to get people more engaged so that they are not just these ad hoc networking, superficial networking events, but they're more in depth where people are going to really get to know somebody a little bit better. So they're a little bit smaller, maybe 35 to 50 people. We're doing an experiment now coming up in November, November 9th to the 11th. We're working with TechStars to do a startup weekend, also in conjunction with Bridgewater State University. So this is an opportunity to spend 54 hours developing a startup. If you've done a startup before, this is a cool way to say, how could I compress everything I've done into just 2.5 days? If you haven't ever done it, it's an opportunity to say, what's it really like to be a startup entrepreneur and do something with people that you may not know that well, with an idea that's brand new, and you have to go, you know, 100 miles an hour over 2.5 days.
Wow. Okay. So how can people sign up for that? How can people get involved?
We do have a newsletter you can sign up for on ssinnovation.com. The Eventbrite for that is southshoresw.eventbrite.com. So you can go out there and sign up for the event. We expect to have about 100 to 125 people involved, creating maybe 10 to 15 teams that will work over the weekend, create a concept, pitch it to a Shark Tank at the end of the weekend on Sunday evening, and have a lot of fun along the way.
That does sound like fun. That's a great event. So describe the different types of companies that you work with at South Shore Innovation.
Sure. So we're focused mostly on early stage companies, people that either just have an idea, want to get off the ground, or people that maybe have a little bit of traction, but they haven't usually gotten funding and they haven't grown really big. They might have customers, they might have revenue. That's actually a good place to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're working mostly outside the city, we don't really have a cluster down here in the South Shore to say, this is all biotech or this is all
right.
health tech or anything right. like that. So we're open to whatever that is, and we want to bring together those people that are working on cool ideas. There's a company that's doing things for hotels, sort of customer service applications for hotels, and they recently launched a product. So if a company's soliciting feedback from employees or even customers, they've got this portal where you can talk to them and give them feedback. They call it TelZen. The company's Zenia, so
okay.
you can reach them at zenia.io. And they've been doing a lot of cool things in that space. I mentioned a retail company that's called Floor Watch. They're trying to improve the customer experience when you are in a store. You know, you go in a store and you say, oh, yeah, I want to buy something. Where do I go? I never know where to go.
Right.
So this is an app that makes it much easier to get in touch with the people there and find what you need to, so that we recognize the things that we can do on the web. Some of that should come into the store experience as well, and that's one of the things that they're trying to focus on.
That's a fantastic idea. I mean, the whole retail space has just gotten destroyed the last couple of years.
And absolutely.
Tens of thousands of stores closing annually across the country, or at least last year. So that's a fantastic idea. How to bring more value to the store floor.
I like yes, it. Yes.
Very good.
So another thing is that I do a lot of work with students at some of the universities in the area. This summer, I was working with Babson on the summer venture program, and there were some really cool startups there. One startup, the founders are out of Columbia. They're two twin brothers. One of them stayed in Columbia to work on the startup, and the other one went to Babson to get his MBA in entrepreneurship. And they've got this really cool company that is providing an easier way to schedule doctor's visits in Latin America.
Mm.
So it's all Spanish-based.
Okay.
Even though I don't speak Spanish, I've been able to help them out a little bit and doing really well. He texted me today and said that they just won the MIT Solve competition. So they've done well. They got into Mass Challenge for the summer program.
Very good.
But they're a really interesting concept, because even though we might think technology fits really well in the U.S., you go outside the country and sometimes other countries are a little bit farther behind.
Right.
So they were able to take advantage of an opportunity there, find real value for their customers. They're self-funded. They're funded through revenue and some of the money they put in themselves. And yet they're growing really well and finding a lot of interest in their market.
That's fantastic. Yeah, we think about the U.S. as being the leaders in technology, but you can apply technology to different parts of the world just differently, and it still works.
Right.
There's a lot you can do, I'm sure, with different applications.
And he's a really good example for a company that is continuously needs to come back to their vision and figure out if they're doing it right or if they have to change it a little bit.
Right.
So initially, when they started the company, they thought, oh, we're going to go to the mom and pop doctor's offices where there might be one, two, three doctors working. They're going to have a lot of problems because they don't have much technology. Well, they found that that was challenging and it was harder to get them interested in the technology. They started to go upscale to medical centers, larger medical centers, hospitals, and they found those are the areas where they have real problems. So they had to pivot away from that initial market to a different market that once they did the pivot, they were able to find more traction and grow much, much greater. They're still a long ways from where they want to be, but they've got an aggressive plan and they continue to go after that and revisit what their strategy is and whether it's on target or needs to be modified a little bit.
Fantastic. So getting back to strategic planning a little bit, what do you find that entrepreneurs get wrong about it, and how do you sort of steer them towards a better way of thinking?
I think that when you're starting a company, it's very complicated because there's a lot to do. Mm. And oftentimes, you're in the middle of it and you're working really hard. You're not sleeping. You're working around the clock oftentimes. And that's what drives a lot of entrepreneurs.
Right.
Then when you're caught up in all that complexity, you're not really sure where to go. And strategic planning, part of it should be to simplify your life. It should be take that complexity and hone it down to what really matters to what you're doing and what your business needs. And I think that can be hard sometimes, but it can also be refreshing. Once you recognize that and do what you need to focus it, it can be much more refreshing. An example is, what's the market you want to position your product in? Well, your product might be the type that works in 10 different markets or everybody can use it, but that's not a good reason to go after every single market. If you try to do that, you're going to just spend so much time and energy reinventing the wheel for each market, you're never going to make enough traction. Hmm. So rather than that, focus on the beachhead market, the first easiest market that you can go after. Try to develop that out before you advance to further markets. So from that standpoint, the strategic planning that you're putting in, the strategy you're developing is really geared towards simplifying what you do and making it easier to get the traction you need to.
That's probably the best advice you could give to an entrepreneur because, as you said, there's so much going on around you. There's so much noise around you that if at least your mission and vision is simplified and you yep. can write it on the wall and just follow that, a lot of other things will probably fall in line.
And the other thing is, if you want to follow your vision and your mission successfully, make sure that you're using words that you understand that make sense.
Great point.
Because quite often we like to say, what do you do? Well, we provide the most state-of-the-art AI technology that can satisfy all your needs. Well, but what does that do? What are you really doing?
Yeah.
Your customer's not going to know and you're not going to know, so you don't know how to follow the plan.
Right.
It's got to be a plan that's simple, customers understand, you understand.
Yeah. I used to sell consulting services, and for some reason, my parents couldn't wrap their head around it, and they'd try to tell their friends what I did. I would listen to them sometimes and they would just sort of fumble all over it. So I think one day I just said to myself, I'm going to explain to my parents what I can do in a way that they can repeat it. And it actually helped me in business. And I was in sales at the time. So if you can clearly and succinctly state it to anybody, especially your parents who aren't in that world, then life becomes a little easier.
Exactly. So, and if we look at some of these examples we've been talking about, so the Colombian company, what do? They make it easier to schedule a doctor's visit. Everybody can understand that, right?
That's so simple. It's not even funny.
Right, right.
Very good. Well, Eric, I really appreciate your time today. This has been a great conversation.
Thank you.
And hope to have you back as a guest.
This has been great. Thank you, Justin. I've really enjoyed getting together and chatting.
Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you later.
Once again, that was Eric Braun from South Shore Innovation. If you ever have any questions about podcasting, please reach out to me. I'm at info@workspacema.com. Thanks again, and we'll see you on the next one.